Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, what's new in North Korea? Don't forget to be reading the daily news out of North Korea if you really want to get insights on North Korean ways. One daily feed is right on my website's homepage. Usually, the set of 10 headlines will have one of the daily offerings of the Rodong Sinmun, the propaganda outlet for the NK government. Today I give you summaries of choice statements, grammatically corrected, from their daily news that you might again commiserate with the dear people of Chosun. This is their daily fare. They are expected to believe everything they read and act accordingly. How will we ever be grateful enough for a free press, even though such freedom is dangerous? Now, here are their statements. Special U.S. Envoy Lefkowitz is impudent and has brought shame on himself by poking his nose into the nuclear issue. He's actually saying that human rights ought to be in the discussions at the six-party talks. Equally shameful, some hard-line people at the State Department are suggesting a more confrontational approach toward North Korea. They're being seized with extreme uneasiness and anxiety. This is well known. Lefkowitz and Bolton and others only say these things to satisfy their political ambitions. Cold War methods will never work on the DPRK. Why are they turning back the clock? The mother of Kim Jong-il, the unofficial wife of his father, Kim Jong-suk, is being featured in a new picture album called Eternal Rays of the Sun. She was an anti-Japanese woman hero. She had an unconquerable fighting spirit and outstanding marksmanship. Artwork in the book shows her noble character. The present period of North Korean history is the most brilliant in the nation's 5,000-year history. This success is due largely to the strong mental power of the Korean people. This strong mental power is based on the great revolutionary idea Juche. Juche serves as ideological pabulum, as it makes Koreans the strongest in faith and will of all the world's people. Korean mental power is inexhaustible. Everything in Korea needs to be subordinated to the idea, the goal of reunification, and they mean under communism. The destiny, dignity, and prosperity of the nation depends on reunification. It is the sacred duty of the nation to work toward this goal. Koreans value their nation and their nationality more than any other people group. Well, I've often heard that the United States and others need to try to understand North Korea, to sit down and talk with them, talk out their differences, and realize they're just like us in every way. Maybe so. But every day of the year, someone sits at a computer in Pyongyang and builds another brick onto the wall of hatred and mistruths and half-truths about America and the West. Where is the reaching out of North Korea to others? It's very difficult to negotiate with people whose negotiations have ended before the first meeting takes place. We call it prejudice here, and we've fought it like the plague for decades. As always, none of the above is the most important matter. The top issue for Christ and His people is, shall Jesus be permitted to be Lord of North Koreans' hearts or not? Shall His truth be allowed in to trump all the stories on the NK news outlets? Here's where we can continue to make a difference. God hears His people. God answers His people. Let's pray. Thanks for your interest in North Korea. Visit us anytime here. We're trying to get you all you can use to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom and land of morning calm.